Full sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Jay Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver along with Steve Stone from the Portside Fieldhouse. It's time for high school girls basketball. Fort Recovery hosting Marion Local in a MAC conference game tonight. The Lady Flyers, not the necessarily powerful team they have been in the past, but you can bet they're going to give the Indians a tough go tonight.
Well, when you're dealing with any team in the MAC, especially Marion Local, you could pretty much throw the records out the window. It's going to be a good game.
Marion Local is 8-6. Speaking of records, 8-6 on the year. Fort Recovery comes in at 11-1. Let's take a look at the starting lineups real quick here. Just take them off the...
Starting lineup for the Lady Flyers. We have number 10 for the Lady Flyers, and that is Chloe Burtke, and number 12, Natalie Reffman. And then we have number 20, Kara Evers, number 30, Macy Griesdorn, and she's supposed to be their shooter. She's got a twin sister, and she's the big volleyball player for Marion Local, and Macy's the basketball player. That's number 30, and then number 32 is Sarah Friesenmeier.
Fessenmeier,
I think. So that's the Marion Local starting lineup. And, of course, for the Fort Recovery Indians, we got Whit Will jumping at center. We've got Kaya Wendell, Gracie Tin, Carly Stone. That's probably my favorite player, Carly. And Mrs. Kaiser for the Indians.
All righty, and Whitney Will is jumping center, and jumping out there is going to be apparently Macy Griesdorn. Yep. Nope, it's Kara Evers.
Kara Evers.
And Marion Local does get the tip to start the game, and we're underway here. First quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, and also in Versailles, Arcanum, and in Indiana, in Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Bern is their newest location, which is just north of Jay County. Marion Local with the basketball. Around the horn it goes. Oh, nice pass inside, and they got it.
Good break to the basket by number 32, Sarah Fessenmeier, and easy bucket for Marion. Makes the score 2-0.
Yeah, they caught the Indians there with a cut to the basket behind the defense, and she was open. So the layup makes it 2-0. Here's a drive down the lane. It's up and no good by Grace Tin. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Lady Flyers with the basketball. That's Natalie Reffman. Passing on the right back to Reffman, top of the key. On the left it goes to Chloe Burtke. Back out top. Back on the right to Reffman. Tries to go inside. It's knocked away by Grace Tin as they try to hit Kara Evers with the pass. Kara is the tallest lady on the team at 6'1".
Good ball movement by the Indians, playing a tough man-to-man defense. Good hands by Grace to knock that ball out of bounds.
Pretty young Marion Local team. Out on the left is one of the few seniors, Chloe Burtke. Back to Reffman. Reffman at the free throw line. Passing on the left to Burkey. She drives, stops, pops the shot, and no good. Too long. Rebound comes to Carly Stone of Fort Recovery. Carly comes down to the right side. Passes off to Kaya Wendell on the wing. Back out top to Jossie Kaiser. Over on the left to Grace Tin. Fires one of her usual threes. And it goes down. That's a good sign as Grace Tin connects on a three to make it 3-2. Lady Indians in the lead. Here's Reffman firing. They're going to call a foul on Kaya Wendell. Ooh, that was a tough one. As Natalie Reffman draws the foul. I didn't have a super good advantage or good vantage point to see that, but that didn't look like a foul to me.
Yeah, that looked like it was all ball. She was right out in front of her, and there was definitely no body there, so must have been they saw something, but I just saw her hand hitting the ball.
Natalie Reffman hits both free throws to put the Lady Flyers back in the lead at 4-3. Again, Fort Recovery 11-1, our only loss to Versailles last Thursday. And Marion Local at 8-6. On the left is Grace 10.
Great move by Gracie
to the basket, but misses the layup. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Sarah Fessenmeyer. I'll get it right here in a minute. Inside, there's a turnaround shot up, no good, short. Rebound, Grace 10 is missing the basket, was Kara Evers. And Fort Recovery brings it down. Carly Stone races all the way in and lays it up. It doesn't go down. Rebound, Marion Local.
Oh, my goodness. Fort Recovery's missed three easy shots right there.
Marion Local comes down to the right side, and it's broken up by Kaya Wendell and knocked out of bounds.
Good hands, good hustle by Kaya Wendell there to get in there and break that pass up.
Once again, Cal Pharmacy is our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. It reads Marion Local 4, Fort Recovery 3. Don't forget about their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. You can register for their weekly prescription program at a Cal Pharmacy near you. Here's the ball tipped away, and Carly Stone, Grace 10 ends up with it. Back to Grace from Kaya Wendell. She misses the shot. Rebound, Marion Local.
She got killed.
Down comes Rethman with it, guarded by Kaya Wendell. Natalie Rethman with the basketball. No whistle, though. Outside, back on the top of the key to Chloe Berkey. Berkey passes to Rethman on the left. Back out top, over on the right to Chloe Berkey. Here's Natalie Rethman with it. Back to Chloe Berkey. She'll pass inside. It's up, no good. Missed a layup. Rebound up and in. Missing the first shot was Marion Local's Macy Griesdorn, and then there to get the rebound was Natalie Rethman, and she puts it in. Rethman has 4 of the 6 points for Marion Local. It's 6-3. Lady Flyers up by 3. Lady Indians having offensive problems here in the early going. There's Jossie Kalp on a 3. Jossie Kaiser, I'm sorry. On a 3, no good. And a foul is called on Fort Recovery on the rebound. I think maybe Kaya Wendell.
They're going to call that on Carly.
Yes, they are.
Indians ice cold here to start the game. Coach Pat's seen enough. He's going to take a timeout.
Timeout, Fort Recovery. We have 4:16 to go on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. It's Marion Local 6 and the Lady Indians 3.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and lower your overall costs. Our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff can help you find smart ways to save. Just bring your prescriptions to any Kalp Pharmacy location or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and start saving. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from 4 models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, 2-wheel drive or 4-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Action back in, and Carly Stone picks up a loose ball and goes down and lays it in for the Lady Indians to make it 6-5, and now Fort Recovery on the press forces Marion Local to step out of bounds.
Turnover, heading back the other way. Indians got the ball. Carly Stone bringing the ball up just across half court.
Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians good luck in tonight's basketball game. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. As Whitney Will has a nice move inside, puts it up, and she's fouled, and she'll be at the line with 2 shots to put us ahead, maybe.
Shooting 2. That was a great move by Whit Will, heading to the basket and gets fouled, shooting 2.
Free throws up and no good off the right side. She'll have 1 more. Here's Audra Metzger coming in, and Kaya Wendell will take a rest. All the starters still in there except now for Audra Metzger. This one's up by Whitney Will, and she connects on that one to tie the game at 6-6. Marion Local with the ball. There's a long football pass, and it's caught by Rethman. She puts it up no good, but a foul is going to be called on Audra Metzger. Natalie Rethman is fouled, and she'll be at the line for two shots. And if any, the last time she was there is any indication, she's a pretty good free thrower.
Yep, tied up here with 3 minutes, 21 seconds left to go in the first period. Indians picked up the pace a little bit, but still starting the game off a little bit cold.
Free throw's good. She is only a sophomore, by the way, so a nice prospect here for Marion Local in Natalie Rethman. 7-6 now, 1-point lead for the Marion Local Lady Flyers, and this one's good. It's 8-6. Rethman gets both. She has 6 points on the night now, and Jossie Kaiser will bring it up. Kaiser across the timeline for Fort Recovery here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Carly Stone on the left, handing off to Grace Tim. Right side pass to Jossie Kaiser on the wing.
Good
Jossie
move.
Dribbles, stops, turns, fires, hits! Nice move and
nice turnaround jumper by Jossie.
Jossie Kaiser ties it at 8-8. That was a beautiful move. Marion Local gets it across the timeline on the press. Over on the left side it goes, and there's a whistle and a foul. They say Marion Local.
Nope, Carly knocked the ball out of the girl's hands. It hit her foot and went out of bounds.
That was Macy Greasthorn who had it.
Indians ball.
Jossie Kaiser, so Fort Recovery forces the turnover there. Kaiser comes down. Stops, passes out to Metzger. Carly Stone with it now out front. She's dribbling, goes around the left, no opening there. Stops, looks for a teammate. Gives over to Grace Tin, who pops the three. Good. Grace Tin. Boy, she has a lot of confidence in that shot, doesn't she?
She has a lot of confidence, and that's her favorite spot right there, too.
11-8. Lady Indians grab a three-point lead with a three-point shot. And now Marion Local's head coach, Beth Stribe, calls timeout. It's 11-8 here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Lady Indians in the lead.
The question on everyone's mind is, why did Peter Piper pick a pack of pickled peppers when he was clearly told to bring the turkey to the party? We may never know, but we do know a party with pickled peppers and no turkey is just not the same. So the next time you're throwing a party, invite Peter Piper for his pickled peppers, and do not forget the turkey. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
We'll talk more about it at halftime, but the Lady Indians in the JV game lost tonight, and they just couldn't get their offense going that second quarter.
Yeah, they struggled the second quarter. They ended up coming up just 2 points short, 13-11, and we'll get into a few of those stats at halftime. Marion's going to trigger the ball in here, and Fort Recovery showing a full court pressure.
In the backcourt still, there's Natalie Rethman with it. She'll drive up against Audra Metzger. Stops and almost threw it away. Boy, if Jossie Kaiser could have anticipated that. And now goes down and is tipped out of bounds by Whitney Will. And so Fort Recovery will still be on defense, and Marion Local has it across the way on the sideline. Here we go with the inbounds pass to Natalie Rethman. Key passing to Rethman. Rethman with the ball, dribbling around. Back on the left it goes to Macy Greasdorn. Out to Rethman, fires and misses. Rebounds picked up by Marion Local's Emily Neatfeld, who just came in the game wearing her headband. Neatfeld dribbling around and almost threw it away. Now it's up for grabs, and Audra Metzger comes up with it.
Good defense by the Indians, but a little bit sloppy there by Marion.
Carly Stone out front with the ball. She'll pass off to Whitney Will. Whitney top of the key. Now dribbles to the right of the lane. Passes to Jossie Kaiser. Jossie tries to pass to Audra Metzger. And unfortunately, as she was doing that, Audra cut to the basket and the ball went out of bounds.
Turnover Indians. 1 minute, 25 seconds left here in the first period. Indians leading 11-8.
Carly Stone will take a rest, and Kaya Wendell comes back in. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy. If you need handicapped medical equipment, see your friends at Calp Pharmacy, their handicapped medical equipment center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. And racing down was Greasdorn, and she is fouled by Grace Tin. So Macy Greasdorn goes to the free throw line. You say she's a twin?
Yes, she's got not an identical twin, but she has a twin. That family has four kids, two sets of twins, two girls and two boys.
That's amazing. That doesn't happen too often.
No.
First free throw is good by Macy. She is one of the seniors on this team. Carly Stone comes back in, and Audra Metzger goes out. So we've got the original starting lineup in the game for the Indians right now. Breeze Dorn hits this one. It's 11-10. A one-point lead now. And Fort Recovery brings it up. Jossie Kaiser across the timeline on the left to Grace Tin. Tin looks inside, finds Whitney Will. Whitney stops, goes right, comes back left, stops. Double team. Now puts the ball up and got it. Well, I've got nowhere to pass it, so I'm going to turn and shoot. And she got it.
She looked every place to get rid of the ball and then decided just to turn and shoot. I guess she should have done that to begin with.
13-10, Lady Indians up by three. Shot try, Grease Dorn on the left is no good. Rebound, Carly Stone. Carly gets a big rebound. Across the timeline she goes. Right side to Jossie Kaiser.
30 seconds left here in the first period.
Cal Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. It's 13-10. Carly Stone comes around, open layup and scores. Nice job by Carly. Drove right around the defender. Here comes Natalie Rethman down. She'll feed over on the left to Macy Griesdorn. They throw it away, and we're going to have a chance to score again.
Throws it out of bounds. 14 seconds left, and we've got the ball. Yeah, we should get a good shot here, I would say.
And Marion Local will bring in a couple of subs here. Chloe Berkey will take a rest. And not sure who else went out, but they made a couple of substitutions there. Coming,
Kara Evers comes back in, their 6-1 center.
Also, Jesse Kramer came in the game. Well, we got 7 seconds left to go. Kaiser passing on the left to Grace Tin. Fires the three. Yes, it goes! Grace Tin, a three on the left side, and that makes it an 8-point lead at the quarter.
Jossie just walked up the floor like there was, like she was on a stroll. I was about ready to have a stroke.
I started to think, does she realize how much time there is?
Does she realize there's only a couple seconds left?
And she passes calmly to Grace Tin on the left wing, and Grace drains the three to give us an 8-point lead.
They knew what they were doing the whole time.
They did. 18-10. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget about their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. And remember, the Cal Pharmacy location here in Fort Recovery is open many weeknights until 8 o'clock. We'll be back right after this.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver along with Steve Stone here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Derek Manson is our studio producer back in Portland, and Neil Spencer is our studio producer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And we are chagrined to tell you, fans, you cannot hear the game tomorrow night. Nobody is going to be there to do the game tomorrow night. Fort Recovery Radio wanted to do the game, but Marion Local told them there was no room for them. And so there is no play-by-play broadcast tomorrow night. We feel bad about that. Here's a shot by Whitney Will on a three, and she gets it. And the Lady Indians have 8 straight points to balloon their lead to 21-10. There's a foul called, I think, on Carly Stone.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to see the Indians kind of getting their offense going because they had that huge game against Versailles, which they lost, and that was a really tough loss for the Lady Indians. And then they came back, I think you could say, kind of had a hangover a little bit against Arcanum, and they just really didn't get their offense in the swing of things. But hopefully that's behind us because they're playing pretty good right now.
Not as bad of a hangover as the boys had. I can't believe they lost to Arcanum Saturday night, but hey, those things happen.
Oh, good hands
by Kaya, but picked up by Rethman, and she scores. Got a slop shot right down the lane, banked it in. 21-12, but the Lady Indians still a comfortable 9-point lead here in the second quarter. Brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Uh-oh, stolen ball. Here's Berkey coming down, lays it up and missed it. Rebound, Macy Griesdorn. She missed it, but they're going to call a foul on Mullenkamp. of Fort Recovery.
Yeah, the Indians did some subbing here coming into the second period, and we've got Val Mullenkamp that's a freshman, and we've got Chloe Showalter in there as a freshman.
At the line, Macy Griesdorn, who is a 5'8 senior, puts it up, and it is no good. One more for her. She has a total of 2 points tonight. This one is good. Now three. 21-13, Lady Indians lead by eight. So a little bit of a run here by Marion Local to start the second quarter. Val Mullenkamp. There's Gracie 10 down the lane. Scores.
Good move. Dribble right down the middle of the lane. Pull up. Pop that jumper. And 2 points.
21-13. 10-point lead for Fort Recovery. Here's Natalie Rethman passing on the right side to Macy Griesdorn. Griesdorn dribbling outside, being guarded by Kaiser. Inside, back outside. Griesdorn fires and misses. Rebound, Whitney Will. No, that's not Whitney.
Chloe.
It's Chloe Showalter. Or Chloe.
Chloe Showalter.
Yes.
Witt's getting ready to go back in. She's checking in.
Val Mullenkamp with it on the left side to Kyle Wendell. Wendell passes back out to Showalter. Showalter hasn't played hardly any varsity minutes, so I was kind of surprised to see her in there.
Yeah, I'm really surprised to see her in there, too.
There's a ball being tipped out of bounds, but she's been playing well on the reserve team lately.
Yeah, she's one of their stars for
and
the JV.
Grace 10 goes out. Whitney Will comes back in. Jossie Kaiser will trigger the inbounds play into Whitney Will,
pass.
And she misses the shot but is fouled, and she'll be at the free throw line for two free throws.
Good vision by Jossie to catch Witt cutting to the basket. Great pass. Witt puts it up, gets fouled. She'll step to the free throw line and shoot two.
Whitney kind of stuck behind the defense there on the far side and got the first free throw. Really had a good look at getting the layup but just couldn't get it to go down.
Yeah, that was a good play by Jossie and Witt.
Morgan Heckman comes in for Marion Local. That's also good. Whitney Will now with a total, I think, of 9 points, maybe?
She's got 8 points.
8 points.
6 minutes and 10 seconds left here in the second period.
And there's a foul on Fort Recovery. Macy Griesdorn actually pushed off, and the official wasn't at an angle where he could see that. And we ended up getting tagged for the foul. It will be 1-1 for Macy.
Yeah. 17 foul puts him on line shooting 1-1.
Where's number 30 on that blue uniform with yellow numerals? The old Marion Local Flyer colors got the first one. 25-14.
That's Macy's 4th point. I don't think we want to put her on the line too much because she seems to make most of them.
And this one is good again. Around the world, but went down in. 25-15, 10-point lead for Fort Recovery. And Marion Local picks us up at the timeline. No full court pressure. Jossie Kaiser, top of the key, moves to the right. Spins in the lane, pops the shot, doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Marion Local, to Sarah Fessenmeyer. And now a pass comes down, is tipped out of bounds by Whitney Will.
Witt crashes into the official as she knocks the ball out of bounds. Good hustle by Witt.
For New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment and Simplicity Lawn and Garden Equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I won't mention Simplicity Snow Blower since...
Hey, it was snowing today. Did you notice?
It was, slightly. Marion Local puts the ball back in play. They trail 25-15 to the Lady Indians. Out top with the ball. Now down low to Griesdorn. Fires it up and missed it. Rebounds tipped by Grace 10 over to Whitney Will. And Whitney will bring it up across the timeline. Right side feeds off to Kyle Wendell. Back to Chloe Showalter, top of the key. On the left, it goes to Grace 10, down in the corner. There's Jossie Kaiser. Back out to Showalter, top of the key. Right side to Kyle Wendell. There's Jossie Kaiser. Kaiser dribbling. Still moving. Passing. Tries to pass to Kyle Wendell, but it's knocked out of bounds by Natalie Rethman. Here comes Audra Metzger in, and Kaya Wendell will take a rest. 5:01 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter, 25-15. We will be, unfortunately, at Upper Scioto Valley on Saturday to bring you the girls' game from Upper Scioto Valley. I say unfortunately because it's about an hour and a half away from here.
Really long drive.
Inside the show, Walter can't grab it, but knocks it back to Whitney Will, and they call Whitney for traveling. And that is a varsity game only. There's no JV. That'll start at 12 noon on Saturday, varsity only.
Yep, that tip-off's at 12 o'clock up in Upper Scioto Valley.
I've never been there, so my horizon of experiences will be expanded even more. And there's the ball knocked out of bounds. We played them here last year.
Yep.
And it's only a two-year deal, so we won't be playing them anymore for a while. But
well, you would think we could find a team closer. That, like you said, is an hour and a half drive. So
Marion Local lost the ball out of bounds, so Fort Recovery gets it on the turnover. 25-15, Lady Indians have the ball. We've been kind of stuck on 25 here for a while. Chloe Showalter back out top to Whitney Will. Whitney thinks about shooting the three, decides against it. Passes right to Grace 10. Back out to Jossie Kaiser. On the left to Chloe Showalter. Here's Grace 10 at the free throw line to Showalter. Audra Metzger on the right to Jossie Kaiser. They're really hawking Grace 10 now after she hit those threes in the earlier part of the game.
Yeah, they got somebody that doesn't leave her side at this point.
Inside to Grace. She'll put the layup up. It's no good, and she's fouled on the act of shooting, and Grace 10 goes to the amazing free throw line.
Goes to the free throw line to shoot two. Yeah, we've kind of been in a little bit of a slump here. As soon as I said we were playing good, we kind of went into a slump, and we've been at 25 here for quite some time.
And she got the free throw to get us off the 25 at least. So for Grace 10, that's point number 12, number 13.
3 minutes and 48 seconds left here in the second period. Second shot's up, no good.
No good on that one. She has 12 points, I guess, on the evening.
Gracie's got 12 points here in the first half.
So Marion Local got the rebound of the missed shot. And here's Macy Greasthorn firing and missing from three-point land. Rebound comes down to Marion Local, and there's traveling called on Sarah Fessenmeyer. She wanted to pass off, and there wasn't anybody to pass to.
Yeah, give that turnover there to Chloe. She was in her face, and she went up to pass and couldn't find to get the ball away, and then she came back down with it. So turnover, Marion Local.
Right side to Audra Metzger. Metzger now will pass back out to Whitney Will. Whitney goes on the left to Jossie Kaiser. Fires for three-point shot. Good. Jossie Kaiser on a three. And that makes it 29-15 now. And
Marion wants to take a timeout.
Yeah, Beth Scribe of Marion Local says timeout. So we'll be back in just a moment. Lady Indians on top in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard here in the second quarter. 29-15.
At Second National Bank, we make lending decisions locally, and we make them every day. We respond quickly with clear answers so you can make the best plan or choice for your business. No matter the size of your business or loan, count on Second National for consistency, capability, and expertise. With a customized loan to fit your business, reliable, responsive lenders, experienced advisors, it's who we are. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
K&L Tractor Sales and Service has the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. Check it out at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. I'd
like to have a big shout out to Mr. David Kaup. Turns the big 5-0 today. So David Kaup. B&D Contracting, 50th birthday today.
And, of course, mayor of the city.
Mayor Kaup. Yeah, I guess I should have said Mayor Kaup.
Yeah, happy birthday, Dave. Marion Local with the basketball. Back outside it goes. There's Natalie Rethman, top of the key. Right side, fires a three-point shot. It's up and no good by Sarah Fessenmeyer. Ball's loose and picked up by Fort Recovery's Grace 10.
They're getting an awful lot of second chances on those offensive rebounds they're getting, and may come back to bite us.
29-15, Lady Indians in the lead here with 2:35 to go in the first half of play. Grace 10 on the left, Audra Metzger. Metzger bounce pass in to Whitney Will. Oh, back to Metzger, but she misses the layup. It's blocked out of bounds. That's a beautiful pass from Whitney Will.
Yep, good vision to see her, to see Audra cutting to the basket. Nice bounce pass to Audra, but gets blocked out of bounds.
Chassie Kaiser passes back outside to Whitney Will. Three-point shot is no good. Almost went down, and now a foul on the rebound on Fort Recovery. And I want to point out that I did not mention that Dave Kalp was 50.
Rumor has it that he had a big party last night and was riding the saddle at the steakhouse over in Muncie, I heard. So. He may have had a tough day at work today. I'm not sure.
At the free throw line, Chloe Berkey, and she hits the free throw. She'll have one more coming.
2 minutes and 20 seconds left here in the second period. Indians leading 29-16.
One more for Chloe Berkey, and she got that one also. Well, that hit the back of the rim and just zipped right down. That makes it 29-17. Lady ends with the ball, and now Marion Local is pressing full court. Grace 10 comes up to Audra Metzger. Metzger goes to the basket, passes back out to Whitney Will. Whitney drives in, steps around the Marion Local defender, and lays it in.
Wow. What a move by Whit Will.
It gives her 10 points on the night so far. We're only in the first half. Grace 10 has 12 on the night. So those are the two big guns for us so far this evening. Marion Local with the ball. Here's a shot from the left side. It's up and no good by Rethman. Rebound picked up by Audra Metzger. Nice job. Over to Whitney Will. Whitney will bring it down across for Fort Recovery. Whitney free throw line. She falls down. Travel's called. So it'll be out of bounds to the Marion Local Lady Flyers. And Fort Recovery, amazingly, is not pressing here.
Coach Patch has got a lot of girls going in and out here in the second period. We've got Olivia Patch in, and we've got Brooke Collig in.
Across the timeline goes Natalie Rethman, passing on the right side to Sarah Fessenmeyer. There's Chloe Berkey, back over to Rethman on the left. Back out top to Morgan Heckman, who's in the game. A junior for the Lady Flyers, and there is traveling called on Marion Local.
1 minute, 8 seconds left here in the first period. Indians leading 31-17.
In the next game for the Lady Indians, Saturday at Upper Scioto Valley, we'll be there to call the game for you at 12 noon. So tune us in. You can hear it also on FortRecoveryRadio.com as well as on the radio. Whitney Will on the left with the ball in there is Brooke Collig, who's in the game now. Jossie Kaiser, free throw line. Passes right to Whitney Will. She's open. She fires. She misses. Rebound comes to Marion Local, and Whitney Will commits a foul as she reached in on Macy Greestorm. That's only one on Whitney, so no problem there.
40 seconds left here in the second period. That was our ninth team foul, so Marion Local's going to be shooting 1-1.
You know, service is a very important part of their name, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, because they provide outstanding service for your farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. See your friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery for all of your service needs. Free throw's good by Macy Greestorn. You're right, she's a pretty good free thrower. She'll have one more, and it is good again. That gives her a total of 6 points on the night. 7 points on the night, and it's 31-19. Lady Indians up by 12 with 30 seconds to go, and they can now Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. On the left, there's Olivia Patch, who's in the game, back out to Brooke Collig. Right side to Grace 10. 10 dribbling the basketball, goes to the free throw line. On the right, left to Brooke Collig. Collig to Jossie Kaiser.
10 seconds.
Kaiser comes around the baseline, feeds out to Grace 10. Another three. Doesn't go this time. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. And Jossie Kaiser did not get it off in time. So the score remains. She hit the shot, but just right after the buzzer went off.
Yep, I think she took one too many dribbles there.
31-19 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Lady Indians lead by 12 after the first half of play. Again, Marion Local coming in 8-6. Lady Indians are 11-1. We'll be back with the halftime stats, so don't go away right after we pause for this.
This is Myla, Dairy Bros and Manager at Wayne IGA. In our dairy section, we offer a variety of low-fat yogurts and milk substitutes, and of course, all your dairy needs. In our frozen department, we have a great selection of low-calorie meals, such as Lean Cuisine, Healthy Choice, and Amy's Choice, which is organic and gluten-free line. So, kick off the new year on a healthy note and visit us at Wayne IGA in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. Stop by for your flu shot at any Kalp Pharmacy location today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here once again at the Portside Fieldhouse where the Lady Indians lead 31-19 at the half. Over to Steve Stone with those halftime stats.
Halftime stats here. The Indians are leading 31-19, and our leading scorer is Grace Tin. She comes in with 12 points here in the first half. And then right behind her is Whit Will, and Whit has 10. And Jocelyn Kaiser has 5, and Carly Stone chipped in 4. So there's our scorers for Fort Recovery. Marion Local ended up with 19 points, and their leading scorer is Natalie Ruffman, and she's got 8 points. And Macy Griesdorn's got 5. Sarah Fessmeyer's got 4. And Chloe Berkey has 2. Big difference here between the two teams is Marion shooting about 20% for the game here at the Portside Fieldhouse. And the Indians are shooting 52%.
Wow. So, big difference.
Yeah, big difference there. So, again, give credit to the Indians for playing a very stiff defense on the Marion Local Flyers. But Marion is shooting 92% from the free throw line. So they're getting a lot of points from the free throw line there. They've got 13 of 14. So might have to do something about that. And the Indians are just shooting 66%, 4 of 6 from the free throw line. So the Indians definitely have a lead there as far as the field goal percentage goes. But, you know, Marion's still kind of hanging around there. They were, we were up about 15, and then they whittled that down to about 12. And so, again, with a, again, like we had said at the beginning of the broadcast, when you're dealing with a couple of MAC schools, you can pretty much throw those records out. You know it's going to be a grudge match.
And then, you know, really, if Marion Local wouldn't have had all those free throws, it wouldn't be a game at all right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
It's kind of kept them in the game.
Yep, the Indians lost the JV match. And, again, we're only playing two quarters of JV basketball, and we lost 13-11. And the Indians were led in scoring by Val Mullenkamp, and she had 7 points. And Olivia Patch had 2. Brooke Collig had 2. And there's our 11 points for the Indians. And Marion Local Flyers ended up with 13, and their leading scorer was Brooke Holman, and she had 6 points. Kelsey Koenig had 5, and Grace Kanapke had 2. So the JVs came up just a little bit short there. But, boy, what a tough game for the Indians. They've only got 6 players on JV, and one of the girls for the Indians, it was, I just forgot her name, but we had a player that was sick, so we only had five players on the team. So there's no concerns with how you're going to sub for that for the Indians, because they didn't have any.
No, that's for sure. And there has been an occasion this year when they only played with four because of an injury. That was over at Wapakoneta. They only had four on the court. Not the whole game, but just part of the game.
Injuries and a little bit of foul trouble, and the coach put four players out there. Kind of reminded you of Hoosiers a little bit when you only had four players on the court.
We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away, folks. It's halftime here at Fort Recovery High School. Lady Indians leading 31-19. We'll return in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
The question on everyone's mind is, why did Peter Piper pick a pack of pickled peppers when he was clearly told to bring the turkey to the party? We may never know, but we do know a party with pickled peppers and no turkey is just not the same. So the next time you're throwing a party, invite Peter Piper for his pickled peppers and do not forget the turkey. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We will remind you, fans, I'm sure that those of you who like to listen on the radio will be very disappointed to know that the game tomorrow with Marion Local will not be on the radio. It will not be on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Nobody is doing a play-by-play broadcast except for WOSN, and that's going to be tape delayed. The Salina Station, WCSM, is going to be there, but they're only going to do report games, so they're not doing a play-by-play. And Marion Local told Fort Recovery Radio that they did not have any more room since the TV was going to be there and CSM was going to be there, so they didn't have any room for FortRecoveryRadio.com. So there's no broadcast of the game tomorrow night, and sorry to report that to you, but that's the way it is.
So I guess you're going to have to get your ticket and drive over there to Marion Local and watch it in person. If you haven't been here to the Fortside Fieldhouse to watch the girls' team, we really invite you to come out. The girls are awful fun to watch, and we got a pretty nice crowd here tonight. And but again, we appreciate you listening on Fort Recovery Radio and WPGW in Portland.
We do remind you, it's not too far from tourney time, and the tournament draw will be on February the 5th. So that's coming up a week from this Sunday, the pairings meeting. So we'll know on February the 6th. Well, we'll know on February the 5th, but that's when they make the tournament draw. So we'll find out where we go, and hopefully we'll play here. I would think so.
I would hope with we'd have a continue with our winning ways, and we keep winning, we'll have a home court advantage, I hope.
Since they changed the format around, they do let teams host a game, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
So they used to not let you do that, but
well, as long as they don't send us to Upper Scioto Valley.
Yeah. We are going to visit Upper Scioto Valley this Saturday. That's the next game for the Lady Indians at 12 noon. It is a varsity game only. And we will be there, Steve Stone and myself, to bring you the action from Upper Scioto Valley. So tune in to WPGW Radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com for that broadcast on Saturday. Our second half is about ready to begin. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor is Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds. plus professional nutritional support as well. That's Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You can give them a call to sell Cooper Farms your corn at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. There's Mr. Trevor Vaughn. He's Mr. Excitement. He is as enthusiastic as you get.
The student section's been a little subdued tonight, not as boisterous as they normally are. Marion's going to trigger the ball in here to start the third period here at Fortside Fieldhouse.
Just about all the basketball team for the boys comes to support the gals for each of the home games, which is really nice, I think. Marion Local with the ball. Inside, it's no good, and a foul's on Whitney Will. That's her second as she tried to defend Marion Local's Kara Evers. And Kara will go to the free throw line with two shots. 31-19, Lady Indians lead by 12. Will it stay that way? It is no good. Jay County's boys basketball record improved today as they received word that one of their losses was forfeited to them. So they are now 9-5 instead of 8-6.
What was the details on that?
Second free throw is good, by the way. There was a player who didn't file the proper transfer report with the IHSAA who had transferred into Richmond.
Oh, okay.
And so Richmond had to forfeit the game to Jay County. Here's Carly Stone on the right to Whitney Will. She'll drive baseline, and there's traveling on Whitney. We had lost that game by 2 points early in the season. Maybe it's only one. But anyway, so Jay County's now 9-5 with that picking up that win. Kind of, I don't know, there's... Those kind of wins aren't really great to have, but, you know. There's a shot up and good by Chloe Bertke from about 16 away. 22 points now for Marion Local as they trail only by 9, 31-22. Jossie Kaiser puts up a shot, no good. Rebound Whitney Will, no good, but she is fouled. And Whitney goes to the line.
Six minutes, 58 seconds left here in the third period. Indians leading 31-22.
This one's good. So Charlie Collins over in Portland today. He's Dave Hall's good friend, and they were together.
Oh, yeah. Charlie lives up in Toledo, graduated with Dave, and he's a huge Reds fan.
Yes. He, with the Reds caravan stopped in Portland today, so he came over for that. That's good by Whitney Will. 33-22. I can remember them when they were playing high school basketball, and they were good buddies back then, Dave Hall and Charlie Collins.
They've been friends ever since I can remember.
Always came over to see me now and then. Didn't see Charlie too much, and I saw him. He was at the baseball game, the semi-state.
Yep, and he made it to the last football game too for the Indians.
Yeah. Marion Local with the ball. We're in the Cooper Farms third quarter, 33-22. Lady Indians lead by 11. Out front it goes to Sarah Fessenmeyer. Inside shot fired up, no good. Rebounds knocked around off of Rethman, and Fort Recovery should get it. Yes, it is.
Now, when Charlie was in high school, you know, most guys would have, like in his car, would have a picture of his girlfriend on the dash. Charlie Collins always had a picture of Johnny Bench on his dash. Johnny Bench was his favorite player of all times, and he always had a picture of Johnny Bench in his car.
Yeah, he was quite a player, that's for sure. Jossie Kaiser on the left to Kaya Wendell. Here's Whitney Will driving and firing and hitting. And they're going to count it. And the Marion Local fans are writhing in pain because they feel like that was an NBA call.
It seemed like an NBA call to me. That was continuation.
Whitney Will at the line, and she converts the three-point play.
But we'll take it.
Yeah, I would agree that was a little bit on the edge there. But the Indians lead 36-22 now after the three-point play by Whitney Will. And Whitney ends up now with 15 points here. Grace 10 has 12, but she hasn't scored in quite a while.
And there's a jet ball call. Good hustle by the Indians. Whit Will gets her hands on the ball, ties the Marion local flyer up. Jump ball, turnover, back to the Indians.
Yep, count that as a turnover. Carly Stone comes down across the timeline. Indians 11-1, their only blemish to Versailles. That's up, no good.
Blocked.
Rebound comes down to Marion local. Knocked away by Grace 10. Steal by Grace 10.
Grace. Good hustle by the Indians.
Yep, Grace brings it down across the timeline. Passes in the middle to Jossie Kaiser. Right side to Kaya Wendell. Down on the right wing, there's Grace 10. Three-point shot. Yes! She gets it. Well, just as I had mentioned, she hadn't scored in a while, but she got that one. She has, I think, four threes tonight.
Yep. Carly hasn't scored in a while. Can you mention her name?
Here's Marion Local with the ball knocked away by Kaya Wendell, and there's a scramble jump ball now, and this time it goes to Marion Local.
Back to the Flyers.
39-22, Fort Recovery playing very well tonight for the most part.
Got all of our starters in there right now. Jossie, Witt, Kaya, Gracie, and Carly Stone.
Well, we've had some great battles with Marion Local over the years.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Not tonight so far. Pretty much Indian basketball so far. 39-22. Out front with it is Chloe Berkey. She will pass off to Emily Neatfeld. Neatfeld on the right, still dribbling around. Almost throws it away. Berkey gets it, passing over on the left side. And Rethman got it and then passed it back to Berkey, but it went off of Berkey's hands and out of bounds. Turnover, Lady Flyers.
Yeah, I would give the Indians credit on there on that play. They were really all over those girls and it really had them on their heels, and then they finally just threw it out of bounds.
Cooper Farms would like to be your marketing friend. If you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper's, give them a call at 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Inside to Grace 10. Back out to Carly Stone. Carly dribbles, stops, fires, and misses. Rebound comes down to Macy Greystorn for Marion Local. Racing down the court is Emily Neatfeld. Carly Stone is all over her. Neatfeld falls down. No call. Back outside it goes. Rethman on the left to Chloe Berkey. Back to Natalie Rethman. Rethman top of the key. Driving around. Down low and is fouled. Carly Stone gets called for the foul. And on Carly, that's number three for her. She is going to come out with those three fouls, and Chloe Showalter will go back in.
Ball's going to be triggered inbound by Chloe Berkey for the Marion Local Lady Flyers.
In on the right side, Neatfeld passes back out. Rethman now to Chloe Berkey, back to Rethman. Natalie Rethman, top of the key. Lobs it in to Macy Greystorn, turns, fires, misses. Rebound, back up and in by Marion Local's Morgan Heckman. Nice offensive board. 39-24 now, 15-point lead for the Lady Indians. They have the ball. Jossie Kaiser right side to Kaya Wendell. Wendell back to Kaiser on the wing, fires a three. Yes! It goes down, a three for Jossie Kaiser.
Great shot by Jossie.
Oh, here's a pass down low, and it's a layup by Macy Greystorn as the Lady Flyers beat the Fort Recovery defense. Coach Brian Patch calls timeout.
Give the Marion Local Flyers credit on that. They caught the Indians sleeping and got the ball behind them, an easy layup.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans and many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is the division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, everyone. This is Chuck Young, Meat Manager, Wayne IGA, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The time is here and meat bundles have arrived. Check out all we have to offer in our fresh meat department. We offer an amazing savings on beef, pork, chicken, and mix and match bundle packs. If you're looking to save some money, our bundles are over 30 pounds of meat with a savings of over $30. This is definitely the way to go. You can't go wrong. So come on in and give us a call at 419-375-2865 to place your order today. Hope to see you here. And as always, thanks for shopping Wayne IGA.
We're back at the Portside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery will have the ball as we resume action here. We're in the third quarter, 3:06 to go. Pass comes in to Grace 10. Cooper Farms is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, for professional nutritional support for your animals feeds, it's Cooper Farms. Inside to Whitney Will. And what a move, and lays it up and in. Give Jossie Kaiser the assist.
It was good give and go there by the Indians. Easy bucket by Whit Will.
17 now for Whitney. Leading the team in scoring, leading everybody in scoring. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery as Macy Greystorn actually leaned in to Whitney Will, and Whitney was called for the foul. So to the line, Macy Greystorn.
Fourth team foul for the Indians.
That is good.
And the third foul on Whitwell.
She might be coming out. Carly Stone comes back in, and Whitney Will goes to the bench. One more for Macy Greystorn. Greystorn with a total of 10 on the night. And missed that one. One of the rare misses for Marion Local this evening.
Rebound, Gracie 10, flips it to Carly, and heading the other way.
Carly works to the right side, hands off to Jossie Kaiser. Kaiser, top of the key. On the left, it goes to Chloe Showalter. There's Grace 10 on a three, a little long this time. Rebound, Carly Stone, around her man, puts it up and scores. There she goes.
Nice, nice move by Carly Stone. Easy 2 points.
46-27. And with the basketball, Marion Local. Here is Emily Neatfeld. She'll pass over here on the left to Berkey. Berkey goes down low to Macy Greystorn. No good. Was that Jossie Kaiser on the block?
Jossie Kaiser with the block. Gracie 10 brings the ball up the floor.
After the block shot, Gracie 10 picks it up. 10 will pass back to Carly Stone. Knocked away. Carly got it back. Right side to Chloe Showalter. Showalter passing over to Jossie Kaiser.
Minute 30 left here in the third period.
Kaiser will hand off to Carly Stone. Stone passes on the baseline to Audra Metzger. Back to Carly Stone. Jossie Kaiser, top of the key. Three-pointer. It's good again for Jossie Kaiser. She has 11 points
Jossie
on the night
Kaiser
now.
Jossie Kaiser with 11 points.
That's three now we have in double figures here as the Indians are smoking Marion Local so far. 49-27. Ball is knocked loose. Picked up by Grace 10. Grace comes down on the left. Stops. Feeds back out to Jossie Kaiser. Kaiser goes down the lane. Weaves her way inside, and she is fouled before the shot. It will be out of bounds to the Lady Indians. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds. It's Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. 10 and Kaiser go out. Kyle Wendell comes back in. Val Mollenkamp comes in. Here's Carly Stone tossing it in to Val Mollenkamp on the left. Puts a shot up and missed it. And a foul's going to be called on Val Mollenkamp. On the rebound. So it'll be out of bounds to Marion Local. Fort Recovery backs off the press. They're going to pick him up at the timeline.
50 seconds left here in the third period. Indians leading 49-27.
Right side inside to Greystorn and good.
Great pass.
That was Sarah Fessenmeyer who passed it inside, and Fort Recovery calls timeout. Coach Patch must not be too happy about that. 49-29, a 20-point lead. We'll be back in just a moment right after we pause for this fine commercial.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mark Pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. Stop by for your flu shot at any Kalp Pharmacy location today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mark, caring for you and about you.
Right after this broadcast, we'll be joining the IU Radio Network as IU plays Michigan tonight. We'll join the pregame, and the game starts about 9 o'clock. Right now, on our AM station at 1440 and our new FM at 105.3, the Pacers are playing Minnesota. You can hear the Pacers game at 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. Here's Carly Stone circling around, and no good, but she is fouled. As Carly got the opening there on the nice drive from the outside and goes to the line for two shots.
Dribbles in, gets fouled. She'll step to the line and shoot two. 29 seconds left here in the third period.
Carly with 6 points on the night, and that's a little bit too long. No good. She'll have one more. Cooper Farms, third quarter. 29 seconds left to go. It's up and no good again. Both of them were long. Rebound, Macy Greestorn for Marion Local. Gives it over to Natalie Rethman. Rethman, top of the key, guarded by Kaya Wendell. Passes on the right side to Sarah Fessenmeyer. Now back to Morgan Heckman. Down to 13 seconds. Marion Local a little panicky here. And Carly Stone almost. They called traveling. Carly created a traveling call on Marion Local, and Fort Recovery gets it back.
6.6 seconds left here in the third period, so Indians should be able to get a shot off.
Here comes the inbounds pass to Carly Stone. Stone will go to Grace Ten. Ten puts the shot up off the glass. It's no good. And the quarter comes to a close as Fort Recovery leading 49-29, leading by 20 points. And the Indians just seem to be kind of constantly building their lead, Steve.
Yep, they're doing really, really well. They finally got things going again, I think, with their offense. And they keep subbing in, getting some of those young girls in there and getting them some quality playing time and still continuing to kind of slowly expand that lead. So I expect in the fourth quarter we'll have quite a lot of the young girls getting some playing time with a comfortable lead like this.
We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Simplicity snow throwers can handle anything winter can dish out, and K&L Tractor has them on sale. Tough and powerful. They carry the quality and craftsmanship that is synonymous with simplicity. It is no better time to buy. With prices starting as low as $449 and special financing available, you'll be ready to take on whatever winter has to bring. Simplicity snow throwers, now on sale. K&L Tractor, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Folks, it has been a long, cold, snowy, trying winter for all of us. But it is these adversities that make us who we are. And we at Cooper Farms would like to thank those who did the extra efforts, such as cleaning a neighbor's sidewalk, checking an elderly neighbor, helping a stranger jump his car, etc., etc. These are all things that help make our community a great place to live, even in the winter. Cooper Farms of Fort Recovery is proud to be part of a community that cares and want to say thank you again. Remember, also, spring is coming.
Now we start the fourth quarter. Here's Carly Stone going to the basket, and it's good! Carly Stone! And that gives her a total of 8 points now in the night.
Good hustle, very quick feet to the basket.
Here's Macy Greestorn on a three, and she connects on the left side. Nice shot by Macy Greestorn, and that gives her a total of 15 points on the night.
Yeah, good hustle by the Marion Local again to get back. And
ball's knocked out of bounds, and it's off of Natalie Rethman. Our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Once again, we do remind you for outstanding quality building materials and those Anderson energy-saving windows. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Carly Stone puts it up. It's blocked. Rebound, Marion Local. Here come the Flyers down. There's a shot by Chloe Berkey. Good. Left side shot makes it 51-34, and a little run here by Marion Local, cutting the lead to 17.
Five quick points by the Marion Local Flyers.
Whitney Will out top to Carly Stone. Now to Jossie Kaiser at the free throw line. Jossie backs up, gives to Carly Stone at the center circle. Carly goes left, stops, back to Kaiser. Kaiser between the circles. Has the ball knocked away, picked up by Kaiser. She comes down. Free throw line jumper, good by Jossie Kaiser from 10 feet out. 53-34.
Indians got some even scoring going on with Kaiser with 13, Witt with 17, and Gracie with 15.
Now Gracie has 15 points also. Here's a shot from the left side. It's no good by Natalie Rethman.
Rebound.
There's Grace 10 with the board. And Kaiser chases it down at the other end, misses the shot. Rebound pulled down by Marion Local by Kara Evers. Down the other way, Macy Greestorn. She misses it. Kaiser looked like she blocked it. And Carly Stone ends up with the basketball. Carly comes down across the timeline. She dribbles around in underneath to Whitney Will. It's back up and no good. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Rethman down underneath. Shots fired up. It's good by Marion Local's Sarah Fessenmeyer. Fessenmeyer cuts the lead to 53-36. A 17-point game right now. Timeout.
Brian Patch takes a timeout. 5 minutes, 26 seconds left here in the fourth period.
And our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, Fort Recovery Lumber, and it reads, Indians on top, 53-36.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans in many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Timeout's over. Fort Recovery has the basketball across the timeline. Here's Carly Stone. Carly dribbling against Chloe Berkey. Ball's loose, and a jump ball is going to be called. And it goes to Marion Local. Turnover, Lady Indians.
5 minutes and 12 seconds left here in the fourth period. Indians leading 53-36.
Right side, Natalie Rethman in the corner. Greestorn, good again. Three-pointer, and boy, we feel the momentum shifting here. It's 53-39 now. Timeout, Marion Local. The lead is shriveled to 14 points with 5 minutes to go. We'll be back in a moment.
It's a new year and a new you. Not only do we offer a great selection of products throughout our store to keep you healthy and strong, but we also offer amazing savings to keep your wallet looking good this new year as well. Here at Wayne IGA in Fort Recovery, Ohio, we want you to know how you can save. Check out our competitive brands such as Always Save and Best Choice, and keep an eye out for those specials in our weekly ad and on Facebook. We want to make sure your shopping experience is fun, friendly, and effective. Brittany Adams at Wayne IGA, store manager, reminding you to visit us today and to keep your wallets fat and your body strong. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne IGA, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Right now, Macy Greestorn is leading all scorers with 18 points. And Whit Will has 17 for the Lady Indians.
Yeah, she's really come alive in the second half, actually just real late in the game here, and has made some really significant three-pointers to whittle this big lead we had down to 14.
So now 5 minutes to go on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard here in the fourth quarter, and Marion Local feels like they're back in the game. Carly Stone on the left. She'll dribble down against the full court press. Down low to Olivia Patch, who's in the game. Back to Carly. Carly being hawked. Hangs on to the ball. Now goes in, fires from the free throw line, short, got her own rebound, it's blocked, and a foul is going to be called on Kara Evers, and Marion Local, again, much in pain because they felt like that was a clean block.
Good hustle by Carly, a nice shot, was a little short, she gets her own rebound, puts it back up, and she's going to be shooting two.
First free throw is no good, she's missed, unfortunately, three in a row now.
Yep, three in a row.
One more for Carly. Olivia Patch will go out. So the Indians have their starting lineup back in there now. Carly bounces the ball, lets it fly, and it is good. Here's Chloe Showalter coming in, and Carly Stone will take a rest, getting her ready for the final minutes as the Indians lead 54-39 now. That is point number nine for Carly Stone. Down comes Natalie Rethman. Right side it goes. Back out to Rethman. Guarded by Kaya Wendell. Macy Greestorn on the right. Free throw line. Passes on the left to Chloe Berkey. To Greestorn. Back out top it goes to Sarah Fessenmeyer. Natalie Rethman now. Free throw line. Pops the shot. Got it. Boy, they're coming on here.
Yep, they sure are. They're playing really hard. Not giving up.
54-41. Fort Recovery leads by 13. There's a foul on Macy Greasdorn as she fouled Josie Kaiser, who was driving towards the hoop. You know, Fort Recovery Lumber Company has expert designers who will design your building project for you. Just go in and make an appointment and have a conversation with one of the design team at the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. They'll design your project for you, then help you make your project a reality by providing you with quality building materials. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Ball's loose, picked up by Kaiser. And here's Kaya Wendell getting the shot blocked out of bounds. Here comes Carly Stone back in, and this time Josie Kaiser will take a rest. Josie looks like she's gassed. A little tired.
Coach is talking to her. I don't know if she got hit or something, but yeah, she looks spent.
Outside to Chloe Showalter, and Chloe falls down. And throws it away. Here's Rethman with it, racing all the way down. And Carly Stone got her hand on the ball and tips it away. Way to go, Carly.
Poked it away. Good hustle by the Indians, but another turnover.
Marion Local has it out of bounds on their own end line. Natalie Rethman will toss it in. They set up the inbounds play. Here comes the screen. Underneath, stolen by Carly Stone. Now over to Grace 10, and she gets tied up, and it goes to the Indians.
Give Marion Local credit. They could have gave up when they were down over 20 points, and they hung right in there and clawing their way back in a little bit.
Pass comes into Carly Stone. That would have been a big basket could they have gotten that one there. We're down to 3:40 to go in the game. Still time for Marion Local, so don't count this one in the win column yet, but it's getting close. Now, there should have been a foul on Greystorm. And now there's a foul on Greystorm as she fouls Grace 10.
Boy, that's not, I guess that's only her third foul. To say, boy, you don't want to get her in foul trouble the way she's been shooting. That's the third foul on Greystorm, and she's the leading scorer for the Flyers with 18 points.
If you need to enhance the energy efficiency of your home, see the Fort Recovery Lumber Company for those Larson insulating storm windows and storm doors. And the free throw is no good. Here's Macy Greestorn, a three-pointer just misses. Rebound, and the foul's on Marion Local. Josie Kaiser fouled by Macy Greestorn.
Oh, that's going to be her fourth. Easy. Macy only had 5 points in the first half, so she's had 15 points here in the second half. It's going to put Josie Kaiser on the free throw line. She's going to be shooting 1-1. And with 3 minutes and 19 seconds left here in the game, they're not going to take Greasdorn out. She's going to keep right on playing with four fouls.
13 points for Jossie, now 14. Got the free throw, sweet looking shot. Makes it 55-41, Lady Indians by 14. Here in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. This one's up, and it is no good. Rebound out of bounds. They say it goes to Marion Local. Don't forget, our next broadcast is the next game. Fort Recovery playing Upper Scioto Valley on Saturday at noon. It's a varsity game only, and we'll be there, Steve Stone and myself, to bring you the action. Here's a shot up and no good, and it's on the deck, and we've got a jump ball call.
Jump ball station.
It's going to stay with Marion Local.
3 minutes and 9 seconds left here in the fourth period. Indians leading 55-41.
Full Recovery ranked number 6 in the poll this week. Inside turnaround shot. It's good by Kara Evers. That makes it 55-43. Well, losing to Versailles last year pretty much took away an outright conference title. But what we have to do, we have to hope for Minster to beat Versailles.
And I believe that game's tonight.
And then we beat Minster. And that would give us a three-way tie for the conference title. So that game's tonight?
Yes. I heard some people talking earlier when I got here that that game's being played tonight.
Shots up by Jossie Kaiser. No good. Rebound comes down to Macy Greestorm. She'll come down. Right side it goes. There's a three-point shot. Goodbye, Marion Locals. Chloe Berkey. And it's 55-46 as Marion Local doesn't quit. Timeout called. We'll be back in just a moment.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
2:30 left to go in the basketball game. Lady Indians lead by only 9 now, 55-46, as the Marion Local Flyers have a big comeback going here.
What were we leading by? We were leading by 20, right?
At least 20.
Yeah.
Inbounds pass to Carly Stone. And down comes Fort Recovery. Whitney Will with it. And that was here in the second half. We were leading by 20.
Yeah, give Marion Local credit. They are hustling and playing hard and not giving up.
Grace 10 right side to Jossie Kaiser. Kaiser comes up, feeds over here to Carly Stone. Berkey tries to knock it out of Carly's hand but can't do it. Now Berkey's going to be called for fouling Carly Stone. So it'll be to the free throw line for Carly.
Yep, that's the ninth team foul, so 1-1.
Carly looks pretty tired right now, too.
Looks winded, and I think she might have got hit in the thigh or the leg or something. She was kind of hobbling after that last play.
Free throws up there, and good. That gives her a total of 10 points on the night. So we have 4 in double figures here tonight. That's pretty impressive.
That is a good number. Good numbers there for the Indians to have that many girls in double figures.
This one's up and good again. 11 now, so we've got Whitney Will with 17, 15 for Grace 10, 14 for Jossie Kaiser, and 11 for Carly Stone.
2 minutes left here in the fourth period. Indians leading 57-46.
Carly Stone getting another rest. Indians 2 minutes away from a victory here. Here's a shot by Rethman, no good. Rebound Whitney Will. Rethman firing from the top of the key but couldn't get it to go down.
1 minute 40 seconds left here in the fourth period.
Whitney Will drives to the hoop and lays it in. That makes it now 59-46, and that pretty much seals the deal. Here's Macy Greestorn firing and missing. Rebound comes to Jossie Kaiser. That was a little 6-foot shot on the left. And Macy just didn't get the right footing there and missed it by a bunch.
Didn't have a chance, yep.
So, with the ball, Jossie Kaiser.
About a minute left here in the fourth period.
Hands off to Chloe Showalter, back out to Whitney Will. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, fourth quarter, scoreboard sponsor. Kaya Wendell goes to the hole and lays it in. Nice shot by Kaya Wendell. 61-46. Right side, and a foul is called on Whitney Will. And is that it for her? No, she's got four.
Yep, that's her fourth foul.
So it will be at the line for Marion Local here in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. Again, for quality building materials, including those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors.
I was going to say, she wasn't in the act of shooting, and everybody went to the free throw line, but that was only the 16 foul, so that's going to be the ball for the Flyers triggered in under their basket.
There's a three-point shot by Natalie Rethman. It misses. Rebound Grace Tan of Fort Recovery, down to 41 seconds to go in the game. Jossie Kaiser will bring it across the line. Dribbles to the left, back to the right. Still dribbling the ball, being guarded by Macy Greestorn. And here's Kaya Wendell driving to the hole and lays it in again. And it's now 63-46.
Great job, Kaiser with the pass and Wendell with the layup.
Three-point shot is missed by Marion Local by Sarah Fessenmeyer, and there's a jump ball, or is there a foul? Foul is called. Nope, it's a jump ball. Marion Local gets it. 13 seconds to go. This game's over. We're going to be 12-1. Marion Local drops to 8-7. Shots fired up, no good by Macy Greestorn, and a foul on Grace Tim.
6.6 seconds left here in the fourth period. Indians leading 63-46.
That will be a free throw now.
Yep, seventh team foul. So it's going to put Greestorn on the line, shooting 1-1.
Again, after our post game here, we'll be joining the IU radio network. IU plays Michigan at 9 tonight. Free throws missed. Grace 10 comes up with the rebound, and that's it. Fort Recovery had to fight hard there at the end, but the Lady Indians hold them off, and Fort Recovery beats Marion Local 63-46 tonight here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We'll wrap it up right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and lower your overall costs. Our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff can help you find smart ways to save. Just bring your prescriptions to any Kalp Pharmacy location or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and start saving. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Back with Steve Stone, I'm Rob Weaver. Thanks again to our studio producers, Derek Manson back at our station in Portland, and Mr. Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com here at the game site. Again, we do remind you, unfortunately, tomorrow night's boys game is not going to be aired on anything except for WOS. Is it OSN?
OSN.
Yeah. And that's going to be tape delayed tomorrow night, we understand. So you can't hear any live broadcast of the game, unfortunately, as FortRecoveryRadio.com was not allowed to do the broadcast because Marion Local said there just wasn't room for them to sit there. So, and nobody else is doing any play-by-play of the game either. So sorry about that. But, again, we'll have the next Fort Recovery girls game on coming up on Saturday morning at Upper Scioto Valley. Actually, it's at noon. We'll have the game at 12 noon, varsity only. Upper Scioto Valley, Fort Recovery Lady Indians this Saturday. Now we're to Steve Stone to wrap up this victory tonight.
Well, great win by the Indians. They came away with a 63-46 win. And with the Lady Indians, you just can't say enough about the scoring here with four girls in double figures. Our leading scorer was Whitney Will, and she had 19 points. And Gracie Tin had 15 points. Jocelyn Kaiser had 14 points. And Carly Stone came in with 11 points. So pretty even scoring for our starters there. And then Kaya Wendell chipped in two really nice late layups, and she ended up with 4 points. So, again, good team effort there with the scoring, and very even scoring throughout for 63 points. The Indians ended up shooting 51% from the field, 61% from behind the three-point arc, and just 61%, which isn't the best, from the free throw line. But the... can't say enough about, again, the Marion Local Flyers, how they hung in there and played really hard. Macy Griesdorn was their leading scorer, and she ended up with 16 points. And then Natalie Rethman had 10 points. Chloe Berkey had 9. And Sarah Fessmeyer had 6. Morgan Heckman and Chloe Berkey both chipped in 2 points for their 46 points. They shot just 36% from the field, but boy, they were really hot in that fourth quarter and really cut into our lead that we had. And then they shot 30% from behind the three-point arc, and then 80% from the free throw line. So good effort by both teams, and the Indians come away with a Big Mac victory.
They do, 63-46. Don't you have anybody, any Twitter fans or anybody can find out that Berceo score tonight? Or?
I might be able to.
Let's see if we can find a score on the Berceo's game tonight. We'll be back in a moment right after this. This is WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, PG-14, J Country, 101 Radio.
The question on everyone's mind is, why did Peter Piper pick a pack of pickled peppers when he was clearly told to bring the turkey to the party? We may never know, but we do know a party with pickled peppers and no turkey is just not the same. So the next time you're throwing a party, invite Peter Piper for his pickled peppers, and do not forget the turkey. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Second National Bank, we make lending decisions locally, and we make them every day. We respond quickly with clear answers so you can make the best plan or choice for your business. No matter the size of your business or loan, count on Second National for consistency, capability, and expertise with a customized loan to fit your business. Reliable, responsive lenders, experienced advisors, it's who we are. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery Lady Indians defeat the Marion Local Lady Flyers 63-46. Coach Brian Patch joins us now. Congratulations, Brian, on the win. I know the finish wasn't exactly as you would have liked it, but still a pretty nice victory for us tonight. We really controlled the game most of the night.
For the most part, yeah. I don't know if I felt too in control in the fourth quarter there at times, but
I did get down to 9 points, but
overall I thought we played well until kind of the final stretch right there, and we just didn't play very smart. We were forcing shots, driving in. You know, we had the lead, and we were driving in out of control, and we had no reason to. And we had people open on the wings. We weren't kicking to them. We didn't dump down inside a couple times. We missed wet. And it was just kind of like we had no purpose on what we were doing. We were just flying to the basket, and we got to do a better job of that. So,
outstanding offensive balance tonight. Boy, you can't beat that.
Yeah, looking at that.
Well, I mean, maybe you could have 5 in double figures, but... Four in double figures, pretty good.
Yeah, just noticing on the scoreboard, that stuff you don't really, I guess, pay attention to. But, looking here, that's nice to see four in doubles. You know, the one thing we talked to him about in there was we didn't do a great job of finding Grace in the second half. She had eight shots. She was 4 of 8 in the first half. And she was in a good little stretch right there of hitting some threes. And then second half, we just didn't throw the ball anymore. And, that's what we told him. And they're smart basketball teams. The good basketball teams has to find players who are hot. And Grace was definitely hot. When you're 4 of 6, you're feeling it right there. And then we just didn't throw the ball. And so that was one thing we talked about. You know, we got to do a better job of finding players when they are hot and be able to hit them versus going to get your shot. Even if you say, hey, it's a good shot, coach, yeah, it may have been a good shot. But, if we miss it, it's not a great shot when you got someone who's hot and we don't feed her the ball and she doesn't get a chance to touch it. And so, we just got to do a better job of doing that.
Indians, again, were led tonight by Whitney Will with 19-15 for the young Grace 10, who had, what, she had 4 threes?
4 of 6, yeah.
And 14 for Jossie Kaiser. And then Carly Stone had, what,
11.
So pretty nice grouping there. And your shooting was excellent, really, 51% for the game.
Yeah, and 61 from threes. Anytime you shoot 61 for threes and shoot, 13 of them, that's a pretty good percentage, and that's shooting the ball well. And it was coming because we were getting good ball movement, and that was the thing we were kind of talking to him about was in the second half, we have a tendency to stop moving and stop moving the basketball. And when we do that, we don't look very good on offense. The first half, we come out and everyone's moving, and then all of a sudden, the second half, it's like no one's moving, and we start going a little one-on-one too much. And so, we stop usually getting, great-looking shots. And, up until the third quarter night, we were still moving the basketball, still getting good looks, and it was just kind of the fourth quarter we kind of put the brakes on a little bit. And not that you can't, be a little choosy, but, same time, then you got to be getting something going to the basket where, we can draw the foul and get to the free throw lines, and then we got to be able to step up and hit those free throws.
Real nice job of rebounding, according to the unofficial stats, out-rebounding them 22 to 12.
I think that's, we rebounded 24-22. That was, you looking at personal fouls.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong one, right. So they did out-rebound us.
Yeah. And part of that is they missed a lot of shots. And, as we told the kids, that was going to be a key going into the game because they basically just throw it up there and then they take off running. I mean, when we tell Grace, if you're going to shoot it, don't take off running because you got to know it's going in. Because then if you're running, you're not really working on your shot, your mechanics. You're basically throwing it and trying to chase after it. And, you're not following through. You're not getting your legs under you. And that's kind of what they were doing. They were just shooting it and taking off running. And, when you do that, you're not going to shoot a high percentage. The plus side to that is you're going to get some offensive rebounds because you're chasing after your basketball. But, that was one of the things we had emphasized was boxing out. And, we gave up 7 rebounds, offensive rebounds, and we got 4. And part of our thing is we don't crash the glass enough, and we got to do a better job of getting in there and getting second chance opportunities. When our shot goes up, it's great for the shooter to think they're going to hit it, but the other 4 have to know she's going to miss it, and their job is to go crash it. And we stand around and watch way too much, and they just got to do a better job of attacking the glass and get second chance points, and we don't do that. So
we still have a lot of games to go. How do you feel about your team right now? 12-1.
Depends on what day you talk to me, I guess. there's just things we just got to continue to get better at. And, the idea of being under control, that's something we work on every day in practice. They got to start carrying the stuff over when we see pressure, being able to push it hard, and if you don't have anything, pulling it back out and then running stuff versus just being out of control and going down the floor like we did a couple times there towards the end and just, throwing up some bad shots. But, overall, I like where we're at. I like our team. I think I think we have a lot of potential to be good, and I don't think we're there yet. And we just got to continue to work and get better, and let ourselves be coached, and try to correct those things that our staff tells them in practice. Saying, hey, we got to do better at this. You got to do this. The kids just got to make sure that they listen and take that as coaching, and try to carry that stuff over in the game and improve on those areas.
One more thing, I know you're a little short on numbers this year, but it's given you the opportunity to give a lot of freshmen some valuable varsity minutes, and Chloe Showalter got in tonight, the most number of minutes she's played, I think, all year. And you've got Brooke Collig, and you got your daughter Olivia, and you've got Val Mollenkamp in there, and those gals all getting valuable minutes.
They are, and I guess that's, you know, that's the positive, is getting your own kids. You know, the difference was between Chloe and those other kids this week was, you know, she had a better week of practice, and her intensity was there, her focus was there, her energy was there, her aggressiveness was there. When she's scoring on you in practice, and you know, she was making our other kids work. You know, that was, you know, kind of a sign to say, hey, we're going to give you a chance. You know, and practice is where you're in that playing time, and when you can go out and do those things in practice, you're going to get that opportunity. So this week, you know, she had been working really hard, and so we kind of rewarded her with that playing time. And you know, the other girls got to make sure that they continue to work, you know, because we need some depth, and we need some kids to be able to play. And you know, they got to make sure that those other freshmen, you know, play hard and practice. And you know, those are things we're talking to them about, and you know, realize it's a different level, and the attention to detail is so important at a varsity level compared to eighth grade or even JV basketball, and the speed and the quickness. And so those are things we just got to continue to work with those kids on, so you know, they can help us this year, but also down the road as well.
Hey, thanks for stopping up after the game. We will see you, much to my chagrin, on Saturday. I just don't want to make that hour and a half trip.
You and me both, especially for one game going over there and playing. And
yeah,
you know, they're in the same boat we are. They had a kid. One of their better players actually quit in the middle of the season, I think 2 weeks ago, and so they were low on numbers already to begin with. And so when you lose a kid like that, and then you know, tonight we had Aaliyah Jenkins who was sick. She had influenza, and so she missed the last couple of days, and so your numbers kind of hurt a little bit. And I know they've had some sickness go around, talking with their coach, and so you know, we had to go with just a varsity game. But yeah, it kind of stinks driving over there for an hour and a half drive just to go play one game, and for you that's 2 hours, so yeah. That's a long truck.
Well, hey, we'll see you Saturday.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Yep. Brian Patch, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Lady Indians win tonight over Marion Local 63-46. Nice conference victory for the kids. And Steve, really a pretty good game tonight.
Yeah, overall, I can see where Coach's disappointment was there. The girls didn't finish as strong as they should have. Maybe they let off the gas a little bit there in the second period. But overall, yes. I mean, when you can come away with a 63-46 win, that score that many points, have even scoring like the Indians did with all the girls, four girls in double figures, and come away with a big win in the MAC, hey, I am never going to complain about that. Big game in the MAC, and we just cannot get a score on that. But the Versailles Lady Tigers and Minster's playing, and the best I can do is I got a halftime score, and the Minster Wildcats was leading 33-21 over Minster was leading over Versailles at half, and so
wow.
that's the only score I got.
Of course, so were we when we played them as well.
That's right.
So Versailles tough down the road, sir. But that's a good sign. Maybe we can hope for a Minster win there. And again, as I said, if Minster beats Versailles and we can knock off Minster, we got a three-way tie for the conference title.
Yep, I'll definitely take that. That's for sure.
That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks to our studio producers once again, Derek Manson back in Portland and Neil Spencer here at the game site at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Thanks to you, Steve Stone, for the fine job you do.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks very much to all of our sponsors. Got a great, great group of sponsors out there and with us every game, and we really appreciate it.
Once again, we'll be at Upper Scioto Valley for the varsity game. It's a varsity game only at noon this Saturday. And that's going to wrap it up for us. Stay tuned. We'll go to IU's Basketball Radio Network for the IU game tonight.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.